Morning, and joining me live over the phone is our monthly update from the Wyoming Game and Fish and Director Brian Nesvik today. Director, good morning. Thanks for your time as always.
Hey, absolutely. Good morning, Duke.
Well, appreciate you taking some time. I guess, of course, the big thing right now is still watching the big game, and as our listeners know, the delay in our area in Lincoln County in southwest Wyoming in the Kemmer and Pinedale areas for kind of a delay for shed antler hunting, pushing back from instead of yesterday to May 15th. Maybe give us an update on that, Director, and how things are going with that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, when we started looking at how long the winter was really showing its effects out on the ground, we realized that a lot of those, specifically mule deer and pronghorn, are still on those winter ranges where, you know, in the locations where they shed their antlers. And so we felt that it was just absolutely critical to make sure that we continue to leave those critters alone until they can have the ground freed up enough and have enough snow melt that they can start moving onto their transitional ranges and away from those winter ranges. And so that's the reason for the delay. This is the first time since we've regulated antler collection in that part of the state that we've ever had to move the opener later because of winter conditions.
Yeah. Well, we've certainly had a big quick warm up in recent days. And so I'm assuming you're not anticipating that date to be moved back again. Is May 15th looking pretty good right now for an opening day?
Yeah, it sure is. We've had moderating temperatures and you're right. You know, a lot of that snow is leaving and that's given them an opportunity to move on to their transitional ranges and away from those areas where they shed their antlers. And I hope folks will understand that, you know, the purpose for these shed antler seasons is not really about the antlers themselves. It's more about protecting big game animals from being disturbed when they're at a point where they're just very vulnerable. You know, they've had a tough winter and we've had a lot of losses. And so I hope folks will understand that any kind of activity out on those winter ranges is not good right now.
Director, you've given us in previous conversations some pretty staggering numbers what the winter losses have looked like with the big game and not just in western Wyoming, but kind of statewide. As the snowpack has started to melt, and have those numbers adjusted? I guess, what are you seeing now that things are improving weather-wise?
Yeah, it appears that kind of if you look at a line from Bags to Pinedale, and look at southwest of there, that's where we had the most losses. And, you know, there's some places where because of collared animals and our ability to monitor those herds, we know that we've lost as much as maybe 60 or 70% of the adults in some of those herds in that southwest part of the state. We also know that in central Wyoming, so, you know, west of Casper in the Sweetwater country around Jeffrey City, that country, Red Desert, we know we had some losses too, but not as significant. We know that we've lost nearly all of the fawns in that southwest corner of the state and in western Wyoming. And so, yeah, it's as things are thawing out, we're confirming what we knew was probably going on with winter losses. And, you know, the other thing I'd mention too, Duke, is since we last talked, the Game and Fish Commission did meet and set seasons, and we set unprecedentedly conservative, the most conservative season I've seen in my career, because of these winter losses and high mortality on primarily pronghorn and mule deer.
That was my next question. If you could walk us through kind of what the season is going to look like this year because of these winter losses, what did the commission recommend, and what is hunting going to look like this year for those types of big game?
Yeah, so in those areas that were most affected, in the areas I just described, you know, we decreased on antelope, we decreased licenses by over 10,000. When you look at that, and we've had a couple years previous where we also had to reduce licenses because of drought. In the last 3 years, you know, we're over 20,000 licenses that have been reduced for antelope. For deer, we reduced the issuance of licenses by about almost 6,000 limited quota licenses, and then almost all of the general seasons in that part of the state were significantly reduced. As an example, you know, in Bags, the general deer season is only going to be 5 days long, and it's typically a couple weeks or more. So, yeah, pretty drastic decreases. There are no Dauphin licenses for antelope in southwest Wyoming. That's the first time we've ever seen that. And, of course, there weren't any Dauphin licenses for mule deer. But there's no doe hunting in southwest Wyoming.
Director Brian Nesvik with the Wyoming Game and Fish on the air with us this morning. Director, anything else regarding the big game population and hunting seasons that you'd like to mention today?
No, I think, you know, just one more thing, Duke, and that is that, you know, with a pretty tough, harsh winter also came some much-needed moisture, and these big game populations have been resilient through hard winters for centuries, long before any of us were here, and so there will be a rebound. And I'm optimistic that, you know, we'll here in a few years, we're going to be back in a good spot with our big game populations. They're tough and resilient.
It's Director Brian Nesvik, Wyoming Game and Fish. It's not just the land animals. It's in the water as well. Director, the Soda Lake fishing opener delayed, of course, not far from our listening audience. Just kind of up a little bit. Tell us what fishing is looking like this time of year across the area.
Yeah, I think, you know, fishing, that we're going to have a great year. Last year was tough in a lot of, in your listeners' area because of drought. And we had low water flows late in the year and warm water. And we were even asking folks to not fish later in the afternoon when it was warm. And this year we're going to see all that turn around, and it's going to be, we're going to have a good fishing year. It's going to be good for reservoirs and streams, And so I'm certainly looking forward to that.
Director Brian Nesvik, Wyoming Game and Fish. Anything else we missed, Director?
You know, the only thing else I'd say, Duke, is I have heard from a lot of folks that are, you know, concerned about the department's revenues with all of these license cuts. And I really appreciate folks being concerned and wanting to make sure that the department is fully funded. We've made some plans in the past knowing that there could be, you know, times when our revenues are down. And so we're going to be okay in the short term. We've set aside in the past reserves, kind of a rainy day account. And so, you know, I'm optimistic that we're going to be fine here in the short term. We're going to watch it close, and we're certainly going to have to be frugal and careful with sportsman dollars, but we're going to be okay.
Perfect. Director Brian Nesvik, Wyoming Game and Fish. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.